Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as a kid, sleepovers are supposed to be fun. You shouldn't have to go home in the middle of the night because you were terrified by what you saw in your friend's house.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. If you want to get the show ad-free and get advanced episodes and the whole archive, it's all there. Apple Podcasts is where you can get that, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Well, not so much, Tony. Just kind of Monday getting started after a big weekend. It was a lot going on this weekend. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was Mother's Day. I had to go see my mom. I went to a concert this weekend. I went to a high school play this weekend.
Wow.
Which was kind of fun. It was just...
kind of fun.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but the acting isn't, you know.
It's a high school play. Yeah.
It's a high school production.
Yep.
I got a kick out of it. Good. I thought the kids did a good job.
Good.
And so it was just one of those weekends where it just didn't stop.
You need another.
I need a day for a rest to get over the weekend.
You need a weekend for the weekend. Yeah. That's how I feel like when I get back from vacation half the time is like that. But no, I hear you. Let's go to our first ghost story and take a listen. Hi, let's hear it.
My name is Josh. I'm from St. Helens, Oregon. It's a small town about 45 minutes outside of Portland, Oregon. Basically, I'm not the greatest storyteller, so I'm just going to get into it and just tell you the facts and things that went down. So when I was a kid, I had a best friend. He was a couple years older than me. I think I was probably about 10 or 11. I think he was probably about 13. His parents were hardcore alcoholics, kind of lived in like this big kind of junky house. But I'd go over there because I'd like to hang out with him. He was a pretty cool guy at the time. He's a nice kid. But, I'd always go over to his house, and I just had this feeling in my gut. I never really acknowledged the feeling until I think about it in retrospect. But I always was really uneasy in that house. Like, if I was alone in the room, I would leave the room, or I'd go outside, or I would have to be with somebody if I was ever in that house. I could never be in there by myself. It just, something about it just always creeped me out. But, you know, I really liked hanging out with the kid. He was a cool kid. We got along real well. Went fishing all the time and stuff. So, basically, to get down to it, one night, I wanted to stay the night at his house, and, you know, my parents said all right, so I went over there, and, you know, we hung out and watched movies and stuff, and then it was time to go to bed. We went upstairs to his room. He slept in the attic. It was a finished attic, and basically, you know, I can't really describe the feeling I had in that place. It just felt a lot like your stomach dropping when you're driving too fast down a steep hill or something like that, or on a roller coaster. It was kind of like a subtle version of that, but just constantly. And anyway, I'd kind of just sit there under the covers sweating and just my stomach all cramped up until I'd fall asleep. And, you know, that was kind of the norm. Well, one night I stayed the night over there, and I woke up at about, I assume it had to be the twilight hours, had to be like 2 or 3, I assume. But I just like look over, and he happened to be awake as well. He was like sleeping in a bed next to me. And we're like, hey man, I gotta go pee. He's like, yeah, I gotta go pee too. So, you know, we're just little kids. He starts going down the stairs, and then I start going down the stairs, and I look over to my right, and please excuse the terminology, because I still describe this as if I'm that same age. So if I use some strange terminology, it's because my reference for this event was from childhood. But I saw an old man in a monk suit. I was about 5'5" at the time, and the old man was about as tall as me, and it was very close. He was very close to me. He was only a couple feet away, and he was trying to mouth something to me. I mean, he had his hood up. It was like a monk robe. It was a monk robe. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jeez, monk suit. He wore a monk's robe. He was trying to say something to me, but I only remember this for about a moment, because I just remember hearing like the sound of blood pressure in my ears, and like a ringing, and then I blacked out. And you know, I don't really remember much after that. I just remember I was told that, you know, I came home. My parents told me I came home in the middle of the night, just absolutely just frantic and, you know, inconsolable. And just freaking out. I woke up the next day, walked over there, got my bike, kind of asked what happened. But yeah, I kind of blacked out after I saw it. But, you know, in retrospect, I think about what was a monk doing in my small podunk town in Oregon? You know, that's something I've always asked myself my whole life. So recently I kind of looked up some history from the town. And come to find out, there was a Catholic, one of the very first churches there was a Catholic church, and it was only about, you know, a neighborhood block or two away. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but I just thought that was interesting. I've since tried to call the church and see if there were any, you know, monks around that time. But yeah, that's just something I'll never forget. He seemed to have a green tint to him. So you know how you watch black and white television or those old computer monitors? How they weren't black and white, but they were black and green. They had that green tint. He was black and green. He looked just like I was watching a black and white television. However, he was black and green. And it almost looked as if he was shocked and surprised to see me, as if he were, you know, I think back to it, and it's almost as if he were casting me out. Like he thought I was a ghost, and he was, you know, casting me away in the name of Jesus and all that good stuff. Another instance I had, I was getting babysat. It was a few years later in life. I was getting babysat by one of my, you know, my parents' friends, and she's kind of a weird older lady. It was just it happened at this duplex. She seemed, you know, okay. She was just kind of distant, kind of a little weird, but okay. You know, nothing unusual. The house didn't seem creepy at all. Like it was. I'm so shocked that this happened in this house, because it was so. It wasn't like It wasn't spooky. It wasn't creepy. It was just an average house. Nothing. One level duplex, just real normal, real average. Basically, TV started turning on and off. I was a kid, okay, no big deal. There's probably some crossing frequencies. I'm 36, by the way, now, so this was in the 90s. I was like, okay, remote controls are crossing frequencies, you know, no big deal. I mentioned it to her. I'm like, yeah, your TV's acting weird. It's turning on and off. She's like, yeah, it does that sometimes. I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, we're going to go to bed now. And I was like, okay, it was pretty early. I was actually surprised we were going to bed so soon. But, you know, I was crashing on the couch with my blanket, and they had this little Pomeranian dog who was hanging out in the living room with me. And shortly after I went to bed on the couch, all of a sudden I heard footsteps run by the couch. So their living room kind of ran into their kitchen, and the footsteps went by the couch into the kitchen. And it was, I mean, it was so obvious and so clear. I sounded like a child's footsteps running. And the dog went running and chasing after it, barking and chasing after footsteps. I was like, okay, that was a squirrel or a raccoon, you know, just trying to rationalize it. And at that point, my heart started racing a little bit, but I was trying to rationalize it. 30 seconds later, it happened again, coming from the kitchen into the living room, right by the couch, like within arm's reach. I could have touched the sound. I never saw anything that night, but for about a half an hour straight, I heard footsteps every 30 to 45 seconds run from the living room to the kitchen, or the kitchen into the living room, and every time I tried to justify it, it would do it again, and again, and again, and again, and I just sat there, petrified, trying to pretend like I was sleeping, and the dog is what really did it for me, because it was verifying, you know, through the dog, I was verifying that I was experiencing this, because it was every time the dog would go chasing after it, barking, and this happened for about a half an hour, 40 minutes, until the lady's roommate came home, which was my step uncle at the time, and I just went and hung out with him for the rest of the night in his bedroom. Nothing else happened. But yeah, those are my two primary experiences. Yeah, man, it's so crazy to me that the spirit world is a reality. It's keep doing what you're doing. Take care, guys.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, he does have a point there, like that second story with the footsteps going back and forth and back and forth, but the dog was reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's rather validating, because you could tell yourself, I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. I'm not really hearing this. And then when someone else or an animal is responding to it, kind of is like, okay, maybe I'm not so crazy.
Yeah.
And the other thing, that whatever he saw in that house, sound like the other kid, I think, saw it too. What the hell was that?
Yeah, a little validation there from pets and other people.
And then he did say at one point in there, which I thought was really kind of interesting, like being in there made him feel like he was kind of on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That his, I guess, you know, just that nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes away, and then you're nervous again, then it kind of goes away.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good way to describe that.
It's interesting how locations can kind of do that. And sometimes you don't even know why. It's just like, why is this making me feel this way? There's usually
I'm
something.
I'm feeling anxious.
It.
My heart's racing. Okay, now I'm better. Oh, it's racing again.
It's
that was interesting.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802. That's our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, if you'd like to listen ad-free, binge away, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. .com/realghoststories or even ghostpodcast.com. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything with no commercials. We greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, This is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely fact.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.